Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Let me hear from you, 086-00-00959, and you can also call in on 063. You can send a voice note on 063-688-0959. What did you make of that conversation with Sierra? My reaction, I'm scared. I do not want to lie. I'm truly and genuinely scared. I would like to hear from you. Let me go on to this now. You may remember that on Monday we had a conversation with the EFF as they were mourning Councillor Moshe Mphahlele, who lost his life during a protest in Alexandra. Now, we also put out a request to the Public Safety MMC in Johannesburg just to give us a sense of where they stand with the matter, because we were told that while the incident actually was happening, JMPD were on site. Let me just welcome MMC for Public Safety in the city of Johannesburg, Dr. Mklinitsuko Otwaku, who's on the line with us this evening. Dr. Otwaku, thanks for your time. Good evening and welcome.
No, good evening, Kanelo, and good evening to your listeners.
Well, let's first of all say condolences to the family of Councillor Moshe Mphahlele and yourselves, as well as you also are an EFF member. Just your reflections on what happened on Sunday.
Look, Councillor Mphahlele was doing his oversight on the containers that were standing there for almost 3 years. So the reports and the video footage that we are getting, it looks as if the demonstration was very peaceful. He even called me midday. That time we were in Kokstad bearing one of our fighters on my way. And then we spoke that, no, it's fine. Let's not occupy. Let's rather have a motion, because we are all in the government. We are in government. We must talk to our colleagues and be able to expedite the occupation of those contents. They are there for 3 years. Like, there are people who need our accommodation. So, according to the what we actually been we've interviewed the JNPT public order policy on the same day in terms of to narrate what happened, and then the security that was there as well, it was there in the meeting, and subsequently we had a meeting with them the following day. So the matter now has been handed over to the IP, but the question that we're having is that, who threw this damn grenade and who authorized it? That's now the matter of the JNPD and the security that was hired by George Court. The security is not coming from us as a public safety.
Okay.
The security is coming from George Court, because remember, in public safety, most of the securities are insourced. So in the other entities of the city, you've got these power, these blood suckers who are ready for blood. Every time where there's a protest, they are shooting like there's nobody's business.
Doctor, so, Dr. Zaku, let's take it back. I just want us to follow.
Okay.
There are these containers, we understand, were built from around that COVID time. They were meant to be given to people. That did not happen. They've been sitting idle for 3 years. And obviously the community was getting agitated. And then Councillor Mphahlele decided, you know, we need to do something about it. But you guys decided that they should not be occupied. In other words, you're not going to forcefully occupy the containers. You're going to engage with your stakeholders.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
I want us to paint a picture of what on Sunday then possibly happened. Where did they march to? Where were they going?
No, what they did, they went to the containers there. Mm-hmm. They spoke to the JNPD.
Mm-hmm.
They spoke to also the security that was there.
Mm-hmm.
To say, okay, fine, we will stop now.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back the following day at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But now there were allegations that those who were picketing or marching there,
mm-hmm.
they're vandalized.
They managed to get access to the containers and the area, and they vandalized the containers.
No, those were the allegations. So they spoke to the JNPD and the security. But look, there are these allegations. Before we leave, we don't want to be accused of vandalizing.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to go inside. Can you accompany us so that we can look and you show us where did we vandalize?
Mm-hmm.
That's where now at about 4 o'clock, someone somewhere authorized a stun grenade. Two of them that caused people to be disorientated.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a shooting of rubber bullets. So that's where the point is. But in a peaceful demonstration, and also people are reaching a consensus, who agitated them? This is where we are. And then that we think that now the investigation is pointing that now the element of criminality crept in there, because it looks as if that someone was actually eyeing Umpashele, because we are getting some information that there's someone that called him to ask him to stop what he's doing. So this criminal element might have crept in during that confusion.
Okay.
And then they actually shot him.
Let's just also, again, I just want clarity on a few things. The containers themselves, were they always under guard? Were they always guarded by a security company?
Yes, they've always been guarded by the security company.
And the security company that has been appointed by Joshko?
By Joshko, yes.
Got you. And on this particular day, did the, as you say, Councillor Mphatlela, now I don't know whether Councillor Mphatlela spoke to you as MMC for Public Safety or whether he was talking to you as an EFF colleague to say, we are going to go there. In other words, were JMPD officially notified that this was going to happen?
So JMPD, through the call, what we are getting from them, that because the security were overwhelmed by the number of crowd, they called for backup.
So
the security on site called for backup. Yeah.
So prior to anything happening, were you as JMPD requested to accompany the rioters? No, it was not happening.
No, it was not done
that way.
No, it was not done that way. No.
Okay.
No.
So they went and faced Joshko's private security, and then there was this misunderstanding.
Yes, and then also the JNPD POPs arrived on the scene, because according to procedure, which is what we're investigating, is that when the JNPD and SEPs come on site, because now they must take over.
Yes.
The security are not
must
allowed
down.
To do anything. So that's why on our side we're saying that why were the securities with the ones who were shooting? Who gave them that mandate?
When the JNPD arrived, was there already chaos?
No, there was not. There was a back and forth. There was not.
Okay.
From this thing, Pimelo, it came from 10 o'clock, about 8, 9, 10, so. And then there's been a back and forth. And Patele has been there, to be honest with you. He called me midday, about 12:01, and said to leadership, this is what the committee wants. That is, look, we've these colleagues and ambassadors, don't worry about it. I know that you've been talking about it, this issue. Let us put a motion, let's talk to the mayor, to talk to the MMC Umabas, to speed the allocation of these containers. And then we'll just do that on Monday. I spoke to him about it. I said, well, that's fine, leadership. If you're going to come, I said, no problem. That's when the last time I spoke to him.
Okay.
That's when, and then from there, the guy said that there's been a negotiation and the talks between himself, the JNPD and the security. They say, okay, look, we mean no harm. You can see I've got videos now. You can see there's nothing, there's no aggression, no nothing whatsoever. So there's been that back and forth. So this chaos happened between 4 and 5. And we're asking the question, why did someone put a stun grenade and start shooting at the crowd?
And
who is that authority?
The JNPD, who report to you, are saying they had nothing to do with that stun grenade.
So now, look, the IPED is dealing with that, because the security is saying that they got, instructions from them, from the POPs, also there from the JNPD. So it's a back and forth now, who's telling the truth or who, because we know that, there's no way that you find that, that's what they are saying. So we've got statement, I don't want to even dwell on that, because IPED, is on this. And then also we are saying to them that the security and the JNPD is saying that they heard the shot, gunshot, coming from outside. And I'm saying to them, how do you know that?
Dr. Twaku,
because there's a main problem.
A man died from what we understand. Was it live ammunition?
Live ammunition, yes.
So there's a bullet. There's a exactly. bullet, and that bullet can be traced to a particular firearm. Whose firearm was that?
The problem is that now we just did the post-mortem, the autopsy this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And the bullet, they say that no, they can't find the bullet, just went in and out.
So, fine, that's fine. So your guys, in the middle of what I would consider to be what it seems like a criminal investigation, nobody secured the area, nobody could find a cartridge to identify what had just happened, especially when someone has died?
Negligence. So that is what IPED now is following up on. They're going to make their own conclusion. I was with them yesterday. I said that if the security is at fault, let the heads roll. When JNPD is at fault, heads must roll.
No, Dr. Zwaku, there are two things here. Mm. If the security were responsible for the shooting, they must be held accountable.
Sure.
We've got another problem here. Your guys could not secure an area where there was a criminal activity. Your guys, that's not the responsibility of the security guys. Your guys were supposed to handle the matter, especially as soon as someone had died.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying to you that all that information, exactly what you are saying, they are following it up, taking statements. Even IPED, as you can hear, when they are engaging, saying that there's a lack of accountability here. There's someone who has fought hard here.
Mm-hmm.
As I don't want to be the one who's moving forward. Can we let this thing, because I'm involved on a daily basis, because by next week I want the heads to roll, because we can't say the IPED must come in, they must check the scene and do everything by themselves, and then after that then heads can roll. The suspension, DC, expulsion, whatever you can call it.
Yeah, Dr. Zwaku, you know my sentiment on this one. And for me, I'm not going to let you go just because this was an EFF member. I'm not. You still are responsible for our safety.
I know.
And you, it was under your watch that someone dies and we are now told IPED is going to investigate. Here's a scenario, and this is what makes me uncomfortable. Can IPED actually investigate a private security company? I think not, actually. So why is that person who may have been responsible not arrested?
No, you know, you remember, before you need to do the investigation, ballistics, and all of that. And the people who investigate law enforcement, which are implicated on a scene, is the IPED, which they have came in. Of which NAT were involved, the chief of police is involved, they were all involved, all those people who were there, and then they are confiscating all their guns to do a ballistic.
Okay.
Because you can determine in terms of who has shot. We don't have a jurisdiction now, even not in internal affairs.
Yeah.
And that's why we are with them, that all of them, they took the statement of the community today. Tomorrow is the officers, and also is the security guys, so that they can make a determination where these mama's road, and they are confiscating all those guns of the officers which were there on that day.
Okay.
Then you can say that person and their head must roll, criminal case can be opened.
I understand. This is the question I'm asking. IPED is going to investigate your guys, the JMPD guys, and that's what they should do, right?
Yes.
The private security company, IPED can't investigate that, unless if I'm wrong.
No, they can. Well, what they can do is that, remember that the matter has also been reported to...
It's a police matter.
Yeah, but remember IPED, and you've got IPED senior investigators which are on this thing as well.
Yes.
And so you've got the security coming in as well, in terms of they must determine what happened.
Is Sira here too? Are they doing their bit too?
Yeah, they have the IPED, they have notified them.
Uh-huh.
So Sira is coming on board as well. So anything that the guys did not do proper, then Sira is going to take action. That's why this matter, I know, look, we've got a lot of cases from the IPED. The shooting of the officer at that time by SEPs, we've got all matters there. So all these matters are following up on them. That is a pity that, look,
I do understand that. Here's my anxiety, Dr. Zwaku. I don't want to speak to you after however many weeks, and there's a statement at the press briefing that says IPED did their job and upon investigation discovered that none of the JMPD who were there are responsible. So the CIRA will have to now take over. In other words, time would have passed. And I'm asking whether these processes are happening at the same time, because we don't actually have the time to wait. I'm asking whether CIRA is currently doing its job too.
Look, the investigating officers, we met late yesterday evening, this morning, into the scene and taking over. So we're meeting again tomorrow with all the other stakeholders, the securities and like all of them, the security that side, CIRA investigators and all of that, and the chief of police. So let me mark my word. That's why this matter is in my office on a daily basis, actually pulling everyone together. It's at the NMC's office. I even told the chief. I said to him that everyone, there's a letter of mine that came out. Every person, every JMPD pops, every JMPD regime that was in there, every statement must be said and must be tested its validity. Anyone who's been found, mind my words. I can tell you right now, mm-hmm. is that there's a standoff now. In terms of people, they must face the music. If people have faulted, I told you, Mostari, the private security is saying that the JMPD POPs gave that authority. So now we want the statement now from JMPD public order to give its own version, so that now this IPD must make a determination. No one under my watch is going to let this thing slide. I am prepared. I even told them that if this thing here, I can see someone is hiding somewhere, then it means that I must actually move to the other side, because now I have to go to the streets and actually I will have to protest. One of the things when Apimelo, I said to them that the site where it is right now, it must be secured. The same private companies which did that nonsense, they were still there. And when I went to do my oversight now, there was a community there doing their candle light. They've been chased off, and I've been saying to the EM and to the MMC of housing, get those people out. So the community has secured the whole area. So tomorrow is going to be 8 different stories. So you can even call me even Friday. Tomorrow I'm updating in detail tomorrow.
Yeah.
I have a press briefing tomorrow. Yeah. And I'm going to have another one on Monday. Heads are going to roll.
Yeah, because
it's my department. I don't care, because I'm not going to protect anyone who did anything wrong. Even if it's a JMPD, I don't care.
Yeah, because Dr. Toko, it's absolutely unacceptable that something like this happens. And then what you're telling me now is that possibly the person, and it's possibly, it's not for sure, possibly the person that ended this man's life is still on duty. It's unacceptable. Because company is still there.
No. I'm saying that, yes, because I'm just saying, exactly, just in terms of, now, that's why everyone must move out. They're not there anymore. The community has removed them.
Mm, okay.
There's no security there.
Mm.
Now, I said to the chief early in the morning, All the people who had guns on that day with them, their guns mm-hmm. must be taken to IPED with immediate effect. Actually, I was even angry today. Whoever was there, some of the commander, they saw when I actually going off the roof, because I was so surprised that it was a Wednesday, and the guns have not been taken to be tested for ballistics, if they actually went off or not. So this morning, early in the morning, all those guns are going to be taken away.
I have a request, Dr. Tsaku. Will you hold this press briefing with the head of Joshko?
Look, myself, I need to update yourself, the community. How far are we with the investigation? What are we doing in detail? And nothing will be held back. What is happening?
You're in the same council. Why is Joshko not there? This is an agency of the city of Johannesburg. Why is Joshko not coming
Joshko,
together?
Yeah, Joshko, they will do their own one in terms of what happened with one of those containers. But this one is too...
No, but they're the ones that secured the security company.
Them. Yeah, you must ask them. And
you're in council.
I told them many times. I said on Monday, Joshua, get your security out there because it's a crime scene. Even yesterday, even today, now the community has taken over there, the security is gone. So I'm sitting there to give in terms of the direction, what is happening now, what has been done so far, what have we seen, what are the statements that the chain has been given, because people are anxious in terms of understanding what's going to happen. So you can ask the mayor is preparing.
MMC, you are responsible for our public safety. I am telling you, and I'm asking you, you make sure tomorrow that all the people that need to answer to us are held accountable by you. Get Joshko in your press briefing tomorrow.
So what you do is that I can relate to Mayor. Mayor must give that mandate, because remember, my mandate is limited on the public safety. So Mayor is aware that he must call them.
Sure.
So he's preparing that. We even had a meeting, an in-committee of all of us, the NMC, Umabaso, to answer in terms of why he has not allocated, just not allocated to those things. And the security and all of them must change and all those things. We addressed, I was in a meeting with him, and then we even had a meeting, an online meeting, myself and the mayor, and also those administrators.
All right.
But tomorrow is to update in terms of how far are we with the investigation, what progress has been made, and then Umabas, the mayor, he said that he will address the issue of the allocation and with Umabaso, and all, but the security there has been removed.
All right.
That MMC. Site is secured.
Appreciate your time, MMC for Public Safety in the City of Johannesburg, Dr. Mgcine Tswako.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.